All right, we're back.
Episode 98, as Teddy so has close. So nicely given us a booklet.
Teddy took PTO.
Please see the reference Teddy, packet.
Teddy took PTO today and did a whole packet of information for episode 98. We all have copies, so if you hear us shuffling papers in the background, we are following the outline.
Yeah, yes. I'll make a PDF and we can link it in the show description.
That'd be great. Yeah, that would be good. So everyone knows what's going on. They can see all the workouts written out.
It's really all out of guilt because the last episode that we published came out on January 24th, and then we were all set to record Thursday, January 30th for this episode. And today, for references, Wednesday, February 12th.
Yes.
And so this episode is how many days late?
13.
Half a month.
Yeah. Half a month. James is really the most upset about this because he's got the most exciting things to talk about.
Yeah. So it was like over 2 weeks late, and it is completely my fault. We had it all in the books on the schedule, 7:45.
It's been hard to hold it together.
Thursday night.
I mean, we were leaving, so it would, to be honest with you, it was fine. It was fine. The only person that was really truly upset about it was James, because he wanted to go over his Wadapalooza success.
It wasn't actually
Well, I'm just kidding. Okay, James, you're allowed to be a little upset because this is a very exciting.
I don't think I can get upset about it.
As we said,
I'm not upset.
You're not the producer today, as we said, because he's calmed.
He's calmed.
He's
calmed down.
The talent now. You're the interview.
No more tables are getting flipped.
I would be really pissed too. But it was like I canceled 30 minutes before. I was actually, I started volunteering at church to do the sound. So like they have a little band that plays three songs before. That's like guitar, keyboard, blah, blah, like in five or six instruments.
And you're working the soundboard?
And I'm working the soundboard, which is rehearsals on Thursday night for the Sunday shebang. And the soundboard, we've got our little podcast recorder with like eight buttons in front of us now. I said, oh, sure, I'll do sound. I've done a podcast before, and the soundboard has maybe 250, maybe 500
more. I was going to say, it's going to be a little,
And it's the most nerve-wracking thing ever.
Do they have practice, or like a walkthrough every Thursday?
So they have rehearsal.
Rehearsal every Thursday for the Sunday. Wow.
Because they have...
How big is this church?
It's big.
It's not as big as you'd think with that, but they have like a drummer.
Okay.
Excuse me. So think in instruments. They have drums, keyboard, acoustic guitar, electric guitar, bass, sometimes other ones. They'll have multiple singers. And so out of those positions, so what is that, eight people?
Yeah.
They will rotate like a list, like a roster of 35 people that go to church that perform.
That's a huge
band. Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. So they'll have different people playing.
Yeah, so they're not playing. It's not the same people aren't playing every week. So it's not like you can get into a rhythm. Like you kind of have to relearn everything every week.
Precisely. Different combinations of people playing different songs every week. So you got to have a little rehearsal. And because it's different instruments, sometimes there'll be a violin, sometimes there'll be an electric guitar. You know, who knows? But
whatever shows up,
and so we got to plug it all into the soundboard and get it all.
I feel like this is more than a volunteer job.
Yeah, it's definitely. I signed up for it because I was like, oh, I kind of like sound. I think I got an ear for it. I like the podcast, and then I got it. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like it's like 250 people in the room, and it's like if I do one hit wrong button, it's like, shh. I was like, what's happening? And I got to unmute the preacher when he comes up to do it all this stuff. It's just like way more nerve-wracking than I anticipated.
You need Tobo.
Yeah. I do. I survived my first weekend of doing it by myself, though.
Good job.
Nice.
Unscathed.
But yeah, we were a little late because we were leaving for vacation the next day. So we're back.
Oh, I forgot.
It's on the sheet. We can talk. We are allowed to talk about it because it's one of the bullet points. So
long.
Teddy has us on a very tight schedule.
Yeah, I forgot even what I was.
We can move past
talking
that.
About when I started that long spiel. But the whole purpose of me saying that was that I canceled last minute when this podcast was supposed to be recorded 2 weeks ago. So out of my guilt, I've made this huge packet for us.
Let's be honest, Teddy. You just didn't want to work today.
It's actually written in that is true. 19 days to be exact.
Crystal, my manager, don't listen to this.
Do you think your manager listens?
She's listened to it before, but I don't know if she's listened to all 98 episodes, so I'm crossing my fingers that I'll get by on this
one. We can bleep it out if we need to. Now that you're a sound expert, you know how to do that.
Precisely. If we can flip on to page two.
All right. So the big thing that took place with the gym was Wadapalooza. So we had two teams and an individual down there.
Yes. So seven athletes.
Yep. So the girl, you want to talk about the girls' team first?
We can.
Postpone the boys. If we get time, we'll talk about the boys.
Please flip to page four. We can talk about the girls on page four. So the girls were Izzy, McKenna, and Amrian. And they ended up in a field of, I think, was it 40?
40.
They ended up 10th overall
in
the RX division, so they did great. They, as Teddy so kindly highlighted, they had 4 out of the 6 workouts in the top 12, so really good, like, solid performances overall.
Where were they on the, so in the qualifier, where did they land?
They were like 6th or 7th.
Yeah. Oh, were they really?
Okay. Yeah.
They did really well.
They did really well in the qualifier. And not that they didn't do well there either, but they were about the same placement overall.
I think they would have been top 5, if not the overhead workout.
Yeah, which we knew they were going to take a hit on the overhead squat workout.
Which is still sick that they got 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you want to go through the different workouts, and then that'll lead us into the...
Yeah, I mean, I think we can touch on the workouts real fast because the boys did the same thing, so it'll kind of... give us a good turn to page 6.
Thank you.
So were you able to go over and watch the girls, or did you cover your times?
So much better than last year.
Yeah,
we got to watch every single one.
Everybody got to watch everybody else, kinda?
Except the girls got to watch some of ours.
But they came right after you.
Then we got moved into the last heat, and then they kind of stopped watching after day one because it was so close.
Yeah.
But we got to see theirs, and then we also, everybody pretty much saw all of Amara's.
Yeah, I think Amara had like 2 that might have overlapped with you guys. But that was pretty good for
the group that was there. Was able to like run over.
Yeah, CC, Matt, Tristan, Hayden did a really good job of
they were just
bopping around and making sure
everybody had somebody there.
Yeah,
every time.
And well, then you also Alexis and Megan showed up, and Frank and Kyle were there. Did they go the whole weekend?
They went Friday and Sunday.
Okay.
They had a beach day on Saturday. But yeah, nice. they were there the whole time on the other days.
Yeah. Awesome.
We were really glad.
I mean, that's what makes some of this so fun is like having all those people there and having people cheer for you in the stands, things like that. I was super appreciative to CeCe for filming everything live so we could watch the workouts because we obviously weren't able to go this year, but... at least got a little slice there, and she narrated really well and kept us up to date, so that was pretty cool.
I think there was 14 Blue City people there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Which is awesome.
Did you see her? Was she like running back and forth like a athlete?
She was. I don't think it was as crazy as last year. Like, because last year, I feel like everybody was going at the same time every time.
So yes.
Like,
jet out of there.
Yeah. So
barely make it.
We always had about... I'd say 15 to 20 minutes of a transition period, sometimes more, except that one with Amara. And then it was like, as soon as we like finished, they ran over to her.
Yeah.
I think they caught it.
Yeah, they did. She literally like finished the one. And then like 2 minutes later, it's like Blue City's live. And I was like, oh, good job, CeCe.
Let's come back to this. Cause I want to ask opinions about how it is and how it's set up and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So we can do that after we talk about the girls and the guys. So I mean, okay. back to the girls. I mean,
girls, guys, Amara. Yep. Cover the open, and then we'll go Wadapalooza logistics.
I'll read the workouts. So, so the first day you guys did the overhead squat workout, which was 30 overhead squats. Your starting weight was 155. The girls was 125, and then you had 20 overhead squats. And your weight was 185, and the girls was 155, and then 10 overhead squats. And your last weight was 205, and the girls was 175.
Yes, that was the second workout.
Okay, well, we're just going to read them in order here. So that was going to be your first workout just for...
I'm sorry.
No, they did change. They had to change some of them because they like flip-flop. So like masters might have gone that one way and then whatever.
Workout was warm-up, hands down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the... Actually, give us the order of the workouts because this is just how they were on the
leaderboard. It was warm-up, hands down, overhead squats. Then it was the rope climb, the race to the top. Then it was...
The lock party, right?
Yeah, the lock party.
And then you guys did...
The triplet.
Yeah.
And then 3-3-3-4 was the last one.
Yeah.
Very helpful. But
anyways, to start with overhead squat one. So we knew the girls were going to take a hit on this one because we knew McKenna probably would only get squats at 125. Izzy would be able to do 155, but also she had a back issue leading up to this, and so she wasn't really... She practiced them one day, and then she didn't touch the bar an overhead squat again until we got to she got to Wadapalooza. So it was kind of a question mark, but she ended up doing way better on the 155 than we. I mean, I knew she could do them. I just didn't know how her back would feel. And then we knew Amryn could do them at 175. We didn't know if Izzy would be able to or not, just again because of her back, so we couldn't test it. And then McKenna's job at that point was just to change the weights and get on and off the bar as fast as possible.
Are the barbells on the floor?
It was just one bar, and you just had to change the weight. Yeah,
starting from the floor.
Yes, yeah. So that was a whole other factor too. Is, you know, can you clean it up and just jerk it overhead, or do you have to put it on your back and then split jerk it, and then, you know, so there's a lot of different pieces that went into that. Or yeah, snatch it.
Definitely lots of like trade-offs with which to pick.
Correct. So they only had one squat left, right?
One, there wasn't very many.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, really, everyone did the best that they could on that workout. Like McKenna took a ton of squats at 125. Izzy took a lot at 155. Yeah. Amryn did, I think, five at 175. Dropped. Izzy attempted one and failed the jerk, I think. Mm-hmm. And then Amryn did four. And then Izzy almost had the last one. If she would have had like a few more seconds to actually...
I think she
I mean, she could have got it if she had a few more seconds to actually try, but she was like 10 seconds when she's like cleaning the barbell up, so she was just trying to get it up as quick as she could. And so they ended up 26 on that, but that was really good placement for them on that one, I thought. Out of 40,
being their worst event, right?
Yeah.
Good damage control.
Good damage control, for
that's
sure.
That's what you're trying to do.
Honestly, why don't we just bop over to the guys since we're talking about the workout. So.
I like it.
Overhead squats.
Yep, you guys got 20th on that one.
It was also our worst event, and we knew that as well.
But you guys, I mean, it was a totally different event for your division.
Yeah, and it's also was a totally different event than I personally thought it was going to be like.
Oh, it was a straight sprint.
Well, yeah, and also like...
What did you think it was going to be like?
You told me last year that I was going to be the heavy bar. I would have been like, yeah, right, it's going to be Justin.
Yeah.
But my snatches have just been like better. And so, like, we decided to put me in at 205. Wow, that's a difference.
Yeah, is that a difference?
and to snatch it.
Yeah. So you guys each did a couple at...
We did 10, 10, 10.
At 155.
Which is, like, it's fast. You have to do it as fast as you can. Yep. And then 185, again, is fast. And then so we...
Did you do any at 185?
No.
So you did some. You did like 10 at 155. You split them up evenly between three. Justin and...
Justin took as many as he could.
He did like 13?
He did 16.
16,
and
yeah.
The middle bar. We did this because just in case I failed, we wanted Nolan to be fresher.
Oh, that makes sense.
To finish out whatever I had left on the 205. So he only had to do four.
Okay.
And then I go up to do the 205, and I'm like, I'm so confident snatching... And I miss it. Like, I am on my butt. And then, so, like, it took me 5 seconds, but it felt like literally forever.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm just going to snatch it again. And I hit it, and it's much better. And it was an absolute fight, but I got all 10. So it was pretty cool. And actually, looking back at the leaderboard, the place, like, three places below us was, like, within a second. So if I'd have, like, taken any longer at, like, snatching that again, we might not have... done as well.
Yeah.
Or if you would have made the first one,
then I could have done better.
Where I always look at that too. I look at it and be like, oh man, if I wouldn't have done this or that, how what would your placing have been instead of 20th? Yeah. What would it have been? Do you know?
If I had like taken half a second longer, we'd have been like 25th.
But I mean, if you could,
I didn't look the other way.
James is only looking at the good part.
So you know, because so think about that for forward thinking, right? So I have another workout like that.
Yeah.
And it's chaotic. We're doing 30 reps, then we're doing 20 reps, then I run over there. It's like if I just take a second on the front end and successfully snatch that. What could that have done? So it's a learning experience. It's not, oh, darn it, we could have done this. But it's like, hey, you know, moving forward, I know that if I walk up there instead of run like a maniac and instead of ripping it off the ground, take a second, set up perfect snatch and then do nine more overhead squats, boom, we could have gotten 15th on that, whatever it could have been. So
it reminds me of one of the famous quotes from the movies Mighty Ducks. It's like the coach is reminiscing on his old career. He had like a penalty shot to win the game.
Oh God.
Mm-hmm. And he just clanked one off the post. It was like a quarter inch inside and it would have hit the inside and gone in. We would have won the game. He's like, yeah, a quarter inch the other way, you would have missed the net completely.
Like, you know, you don't know what the trade-offs. I know, exactly.
And not to derail us, but the workout kind of brings back memories of that frustrating Wadapalooza workout with the overhead
squats. Oh my gosh, yeah.
With the three girls. That's and we won't dwell on it and get derailed, but yeah. When you were sidelined.
Yeah, I was just like standing there like, God, just let me go do those, please.
I know.
Yeah, I was talking to Izzy before that because she was nervous about it. And I was like, well, can't be worse than when we just stood there for a while. So,
yes.
And, you know, just it is what it is. It's just where you're at that point, and you just have to suck it up and deal with it. But that's what was my encouragement to her. I'm like, oh, it's just going to be what it's going to be. Like, you got to do it.
Man, I was down tough on the it floor out. For that one. And I was just looking at you. Basically, two people were working. One was resting.
And you couldn't go out until you finished enough work.
Basically, like, Taylor, our team's best player, got put in the penalty box for, like, a five-minute major on a 10-minute period. And it was like, this is not turned out how it was rough. This is not how you want to write it up.
No.
No, but it was good. It is what it is. And that's, you know, one of those things is, like Matt said, it's a learning lesson. And I can guarantee you, like, Morgan's overhead squats are totally different than they were back then.
Yes, shout out.
Yeah, so... All right, second workout, warm-up hands down, which was 15 worm clean and jerks, 20 15 cal echo bike. You each had your own bike, and then you went into a relay handstand walk, and then you came back up, so you did 20 15 cal echo and 15 worm clean and jerks. So James, you guys got to actually do the handstand walk, correct?
Yes.
It was
very slippery.
It was slippery. Was Justin it rainy?
Fell immediately.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was raining.
Yeah. And so, but you guys still did great on that. You ended up seventh overall.
Yeah, it was good. So the workout starts with 15 clean and jerks.
I just read the workout.
I don't know. Okay. And we ended up doing 21, I think, because we kept getting no reps.
Ooh.
We did like 18 or 19 on the second time we got to the worm, too, because. Nolan, like, at first we could not tell what they were saying. Like,
yeah.
We were like, okay, we're just going to keep going. Like,
yeah.
We understood that we couldn't set it down. And it was like Nolan's knees like weren't locking out ever.
Which is not really fair because he's so much taller than
so
you guys.
So it was kind of shitty. But
yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
We still did okay.
Yeah,
we,
like, I mean, still getting seventh is...
We like really came back on that.
Yeah, which bike. Like you guys can do that, which is great. So, and you, like I said, ended up seventh, which was good. That was the first workout, right?
Yes.
For you guys, technically.
And for the girls, it was a lot worse.
The girls, it was rough because they took out the handstand walk.
Put
so
15 more,
put
clean,
15
and
more clean and jerks. And they ended up 12th on that, which was a good finish. Especially, I knew McKenna would struggle on the bike a little bit.
And like not
just
like
power output.
Harping on something that. Wasn't to be, but I think they had done pretty great on the handstand walk.
They would have done way better with the handstand walk for sure. That's definitely something that plays to all of their skills.
Because they're all really good at that.
Yeah. So that was a bummer for them. I felt bad that they took that out because...
But they still did really good.
They still did great. But yes, I agree with you. They would have done better had they had that handstand walk in there.
So quick question. Was it 15 worm clean and jerks and then you all three go to your bike and you can't get off your bike until the last person's done?
Yes.
Come back? Okay.
Yep. And then, so in like what that does is it basically takes all the skill out of the workout and just makes it a big person workout.
Mm-hmm.
And so the big people destroy the workout. You know, that happened to me years ago, 2016. I went to Wadapalooza for the first year, RX, and they had a workout that was assault bike, which was brand new at the time. Like that was just getting introduced into CrossFit workouts. Power snatches and then burpees over the bar, power snatch, assault bike. Well, they it rained and they didn't think about the screens on the bikes, and so all of the screens were malfunctioning, and so it ended up being just burpees, power snatch, burpees, which for me was like a totally different workout. I literally got like fifth on the workout.
Yeah.
Like it was insane.
Yeah.
And it's just because like I could do burpees really well. But it took out the element, if you were a big girl, you would have crushed that workout. Instead, it flipped it and made it a small girl workout.
Yeah. Ooh. was a group of like a guy. He was big, so he crushed the bike, but he could not do the handstand workout.
Handstand walk. Yep. Yeah.
They got capped.
Yep, I believe it. So
what happens?
All right. So that was end of day one for you guys. And you guys were both sitting in the top. Well, you guys were in the top 10. The girls were in the top 20.
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Seventh.
I think, yeah, you guys, yeah.
The girls were 12th, I think, the day one.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Yep. So, not bad. Good first day, but Matt and I, you know, texting you guys, like, moving day on Saturday. Because we knew you guys would do well the next day on the workouts as well.
Race to the top.
Race to the top. It's the first one up.
Yep. So, that was...
Girls first.
1 to 10 rope climbs, and then box jump overs, and it was 30 inches, and you guys all waterfalled them, so everybody did every box jump.
So, it was like 1, 2, 3, 1.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, yeah. And then cleans, and your guys' weight was 185, and the girls' was 165.
Can I ask a clarifying question?
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody does one rope climb?
No. Just one rope climb.
One rope climb is done by the team?
People. Yeah.
But all three people doing a box jump counts for one.
Yes. Yeah.
All three people do the box jump, and then one person does a clean?
One person does a clean.
Yep.
Then you go two rope climbs.
Correct.
Two box jumps, everybody. Two cleans.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
And so... this one, too, for the girls, it was supposed to be a legless rope climb to start each round, which, again, would have favored them. Like, Izzy on legless rope climbs is insane.
Yeah.
I don't even understand it, like, honestly.
She's so good at legless rope climbs.
Pulling. Overhead
pull.
Or,
yes, her pull strength is like
upper
that.
Upper body pull.
Her strict pull strength is really, really good. So that would have helped them because, again, it takes out the skill factor for some of these bigger athletes. You still have to rope climb, which is...
Why did they take it out?
I don't know.
I have no idea why they took it. They kept changing.
Was it raining?
No, it was sunny.
They changed so many workouts. Like, our weight was supposed to be 225. And looking
not
back,
to complain.
We thought it was going to be better for us to be 225.
But, yeah. It worked out well being 185 for you guys. Yeah.
But
that's a significant drop.
Yeah.
It went from 225 to 185.
I thought you were going to say 205.
No, we practiced it at 225.
Yeah.
And when they changed it, we were like, oh, it's probably 205. And it was 185. And we're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, that's.
Or the girls, we completely 125? Switched our kind of.
165.
It was 165 for the girls and 185.
They were RX. Intermediate.
Yes. And this team is intermediate. Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying. That makes sense.
Okay. But it was an aggressive. It's still, but like you said, that's an aggressive jump from RX to intermediate. Like, it should have been 205 for the guys.
I'm going to guess that was a weight distribution problem, like where they needed the weight, some weights somewhere else and they didn't have enough.
That probably makes sense.
It was so different.
It changes the workout.
Yeah.
It's a really good guess, Matt.
Especially when you got three stages going at once.
How was the ascending rep scheme change?
It was great.
Well, let's start with the girls first, but...
Sorry.
No, that's okay, just because this is an exciting one for the boys, so we'll end with it. But the girls, they honestly did really well. The thing was, you just, like... There's, like, little things that you can do better on this. And it's hard for me to tell because I was like, I'm watching from a, phone screen and whatnot. Rope climbs, being able to jump up quicker, making sure you hit two pulls every time. Like, as they're getting tired, they're doing three pulls struggling with their feet, things like that.
Yeah.
And it really came down. This was actually very like closely scored.
Yeah.
Like, the top 10 were very close to each other kind of thing. So they're like, those 5-10 seconds add up over time.
I think they would have done a lot better on this if they'd done it maybe even more than one time together.
Yeah, that's true.
So, because this one is like really about like knowing exactly when you need to switch.
Yes.
Because we really figured that out.
Yeah. And so, I mean, they did really well. They all moved the 165 barbell really well, which was great. There's little things that you can make a difference, but at the end of the day, like... they ended up ninth on that. And for them being smaller athletes, and I know there was a lot of girls that were touch and going the barbell, that was not necessarily what they could do. They did some touch and goes, but not a ton.
Yeah.
So that just all
So what did they finish?
Ninth,
which is still good.
It was great.
One of their top 10s.
Yes, it was great.
Yeah, but it's all learning experiences, like being out on the competition floor, and you gotta like take those things back and not do them again. But there's like the kind of things, the little things with the rope climbs that you can manage.
Oh no, they finished 16th. I'm sorry.
No problem.
They finished 16th, which that makes sense because
So Taylor, there's like two categories of things, right? There's like the things that you can control, like the rope climb, footwork, mm-hmm. and whatnot. And then there's the things that you can't really control, like the cleans just being too heavy to touch and go. Like, yes. You don't have the capacity. Correct. So you want to really clean up all of those little things, yeah. that you can.
And like James said, there are so many times you could cycle out. You needed to know when you were supposed, yeah. to cycle out. So the more you could practice together, mm-hmm. the better off you were on that.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but they, like I
but
said.
But the boys.
The boys.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, we won this workout.
Yeah.
So we should just say that the boys, sorry.
Hold on, where is it? That's not up.
It's not working. Oh, the volume's not up.
Come on.
The
boys.
Nice. The boys' team name
it was exciting to watch, because again, that's CeCe running over there. You know, she we got to watch this whole thing, and it just seemed like
we were behind for eight or nine rounds.
Hold on though. So your guys' team name was the Moist Boys the Wet Reckoning, which is classic.
Mouthful. I love it.
Yeah, but the announcers literally
loved it. Weird. I think they took notice of your name on that
they,
one.
Yeah. Like the entire time.
To count how many times they said moist, I forgot if it was 31 or 35 times.
But they could not stop talking about the Moist Boys.
We were behind, but we were like very consistent.
Yeah.
And there's like one team in front of us, and then rounds 9 and 10, we just took off. And
were you in the final heat?
Yes.
Okay.
And the time to beat, like, we beat them by like 47 seconds.
Yeah.
You guys. Which is kind of crazy because that all came in the last round.
Yes. Well, and so this is where it goes down to you guys knew where to switch. So your game plan was you and Nolan do all the rope climbs.
Because we were faster on the rope than Justin.
Like, yes. Like significantly faster. Yeah.
And he was better on, he's the best on the cleans.
Yes. And he did all the cleans unbroken.
Yes. Because 185.
For him is
so
super
different
light.
Than
yeah.
225.
Correct.
So we, like, when we prefer that, yeah. like, you're not touching the rope. Like, yeah. we decided that.
Yep.
And then I think the biggest thing we did, we tested this workout two times, and we did, like, this little rope climb thing. And I think this little rope climb thing we did was, like, the biggest thing. We figured out that singles is slower,
yeah.
but anything more than three is slower than...
Because you started to slow down. So, correct.
We said nobody's taking more than three.
Yep.
And nobody's taking less than two.
Yeah. Which is fair.
Is fair, and it worked out really well.
Yeah. And you guys, I mean, you and Nolan are both very efficient on the rope. Mm-hmm. So that was like
two pulls every time.
Yep. I mean, not like one and a half pulls, yeah. basically. Like, you guys were both.
We didn't stand all the way up on the second pull.
Yeah. So you guys were both very good on the rope. And you guys also were very aware, like, the second you finished the rope, you were running mm-hmm. to the box.
And boy, did we. We were in the basement here a couple of times. Yeah.
Practicing the box jumps.
But the efficiency of watching it, every once in a while you see, you know, you have a workout where everything kind of goes to plan. Mm-hmm. You're pretty much mm-hmm. like you guys are working together. You know when someone's going, when somebody's not, how to follow each other, who's going here. And just watching it, you kind of tell.
And
you're like, man, they're doing really good in this.
The thing about this is, like, none of us were breathing hard.
Yeah.
Like, it was perfect.
Yeah, you guys knew exactly where you needed to be the whole time.
Yeah. Okay, so heading into the round of 10, so you're heading to the 10 rope climbs. Mm-hmm, what place are you in?
First, because we passed them on the rope,
nine,
the eighth or ninth,
the,
somewhere in
the very, like, I think maybe the last bit of the
ninth round.
So yeah. then, like, we got on the rope and we got a 5 okay. rope climb lead. And then from there, like, they had a, like, break at the, like, starting in that 10th round. So yeah. we just kept exactly the same.
And so same question for the round at 9. Like, what was the, like, when you were... You said you were way in the back, right?
No, we were always second.
You were always second.
There was a team. There was a team ahead of them. Yeah,
and they just kind of died.
Okay, so you tracked down. Okay, yes. Got it. I misunderstood. So yeah.
They stayed consistent on the ropes where the other team fell apart on the ropes.
Yeah,
gotcha.
In the cleans, just in the cleans. How's the cleans?
Oh yeah,
so. Was that team you were kind of in contention with?
They
was
got
that
second.
In the whole thing. Okay, mm-hmm. I was gonna say, where were they? Was it just their
both of our best finishes? They were one spot behind.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Yeah.
Did you think you were going to win the whole time when you had that first place team in your sights, or were you, like, kind of nervous? Or, like, when did you start to switch, if you would?
I thought, I don't know.
Like, when you're like, we can track them down.
I think, like, halfway, like, I think we were, like, feeling good. Like, we were going to be, like, maybe top two. Like, I don't think we thought that. But then they kept saying, like, oh, the Moist Boys, too, they're catching mm-hmm. up. And I think we're like, oh, I think we can do this.
Yeah.
And then, like, the last round, we're like, we got this.
Yeah. So that was fun. That was exciting to watch. It was fun hearing, like, all the Blue City people cheering for you guys on the live stream and just getting all pumped up. So awesome. It was a cool, That was one of those where like both Matt and I were like, oh, like I wish we were there. But yeah.
It was a lot.
I mean, I felt that the whole weekend. I honestly was had a lot of FOMO. But
second workout.
Yep, second workout of the day was the lock party. Mm-hmm. So this was three rounds for time. You had to carry, and so you had to carry those like
three blocks in one sled.
Yeah, and the three blocks were 70 pounds.
Mm-hmm, and it didn't matter
how you got them. Yeah,
the only stipulation is you couldn't put a block on the sled.
Oh, that would have been a good idea, actually.
We would have done that.
Yeah. Put a block on a sled and two people pull it. Yeah. and then the sled and the block carry and pull were in the sand.
Yes.
So that was like a whole extra added factor to it. So you started at one side. You had to take everything down to the other side. And then you guys did... So you guys did 9 bar muscle-ups, 9 chest to bar, 9 pull-ups.
Yes. And this...
And you had to pick who did what or whatever.
Yeah. So everybody took a different one each round. Yeah. And this is like the workout that I think we were least expecting to almost like fall apart on. I really think this could have been a horrible workout for us because we got to the back and the sled in the back, just so many people were doing it and it was like waves and it was pretty difficult, but not horrible. Like the sled honestly felt probably better than we thought. But our plan was to carry blocks, like one person carries two, one person carries one.
Yeah.
And we're going to like farmer carry it or like basically like bear hug it. Uh-huh. And it was so hard.
Yeah.
And Nolan and I were like, we can't do this.
Yeah.
And Justin's like, I think it'll be fine. And I'm like, well, like you can do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, but we cannot do this. Like, and run in the sand because it was the sand. Like, it just didn't feel great. And so we were like pretty much arguing with each other for like 30 minutes
about how you're going to get them across.
And we were like, guys, we just need to figure this out. Yep. So then like we like stopped and we're like, okay. When Nolan and I need two blocks, because two people, you're going to have to carry two blocks twice. Like, that's just how we were going to do it.
Yeah.
And like the person who does pull-ups is going to stack one on the shoulder. So you have like, you have
one on each side. Like, correct.
Your arms. Yeah.
And I'm like, if you feel good, Justin, you can take yours when you finish your, you finish your chest to bar.
Yeah.
And I was like, but Nolan and I need it. So if you're the pull-up guy, he's like, please stick around.
You have to stick and help us put it up there. Yeah.
And it worked out.
Yeah. You guys looked really good. So, but anyway, so it's three rounds of this. You carry this stuff down, you do your bar work and then you go back down and and you put the blocks in a row and you do burpees over 27 burpees over that, which this one for you guys, where do you end up on this?
Seventh,
which was, I was actually surprised by this because
the burpees. And we were very much towards the back of the pack.
Correct.
Until the last
thing. Round.
Like not even the last round.
No.
Like, literally the 27 burpees.
Yes.
And then it was actually really cool.
I was super proud of Nolan on this one.
No, I know. I'm like, because I'm getting all pumped up.
Because Nolan usually likes like, oh, I have to do burpees slow. And all of a sudden, like I see like his determination. I was like, holy shit.
No,
I was like,
so cool.
You guys were flying on your burpees. You guys passed so many people on the end. It was awesome.
It was like three reps in. He's like, all right, boys, look, this is it. Like, we're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it was fun. That was fun to watch. I was really like, proud of you guys for like that. Fast
ending to that. So that
rookie
was cool.
Question, but were the burpees, like, were they over?
A block.
They're over the blocks. So they had to carry the blocks and then.
It was probably closer to like a burpee over a rower.
Yeah.
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 It was higher than a barbell.
Yeah.
Girls? There's nothing better than that, though. When
when you start building and I just wasn't sure what you're gonna get out of Nolan, and he was like ready to go. He was ready to fly, which was awesome.
It was so cool.
And so the girls
did pretty good.
They did really well. They had to do, what was it, 8, 7, 6 bar muscle ups?
Yeah.
So theirs were all bar muscle ups. So they had to pick who did what, and they ended up 9th on this too. And they're honestly. Again, Izzy is the same way. I wasn't sure what you're going to get out of the burpees for her. And she said she really struggled on the first round. But then after that second and third round, like they figured it out, moved really well. All three of their bar muscle ups were incredible. They were catching them in like uprises basically. So that was fun to see their gymnastics look really good too. Again, why I think if you add those gymnastic elements in the other workouts, they do better for 100%. Sure.
Also, like, props to Wadapalooza. Those were the best bars.
Oh, really? That's nice.
Everybody was like, did you guys feel that?
Yeah.
They were so grippy and they had like whip.
Oh, they had a little bit of going up and down. That's cool. So they ended up 9th on that one. And then you guys were in third? after that day.
Yeah, we were like, whoa.
Yeah, and then the girls were in, I think they were in like 13th or something. They stayed kind of the same. So on those
the last. Girls, if I'm tracking it right, they got a 12th place and a 26th place on day one, and they got a 16th and a 9th.
Yes.
So they're definitely moving in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Hanging in the hunt.
Yeah. Yep.
The boys, I'm uncalibrated, but I'll do that while we move.
All right. So day three, I think everyone's spirits were pretty high too, which is nice. You guys were all.
Both teams were happy with what they were doing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So the trio triplet. Which was 150 ping pong wall balls, which is basically like one person squats, throws the ball to the other person, you go back and forth. 75 synchro tota bar. You guys had 50?
Yeah.
And then you had 150 foot worm lunge.
Mm-hmm.
So girls on this, and the girls' wall ball was 20 pounds, and your guys' was
25.
So you're a little heavier for both of you than normal. Not as big of a deal for you as it is for the girls, but...
What was your weight?
25.
There were 20?
Yeah, the girls were 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one was frustrating.
How come?
Yes.
For you. So it's it was 100 and...
You guys had 120 foot lunge, I think.
And yeah. And
it the lunges. 30
foot sections.
Yeah.
And they said you have to... Your last guy has to pass the yellow line.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would make 100.
A finish.
3, yeah. 6, 9, 12.
Yeah.
Middle of the workout, like we go to lunge and everybody is stopping after their last person crosses the white line.
Mm-hmm.
So that is 10 feet short. So they were counting the 10 foot lunge and our judge was trying to tell us, but we were thinking they were telling us to keep going. So we were going all the way across the line until like the head judge came over and it was just a mess. So like
did the head judge say you don't have to go that far?
We just couldn't understand like what they were like trying to tell us, but eventually we understood, and like we were going a little like lower, but it was just a mess. So like we were kind of upset about that one just because of that particular reason. But we were moving the lunges fast.
Yeah,
so
that lingered into the next workout. I think they.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys ended up 11th, so that
James is texting me his frustrations. I'm like, dude, you have to put that one behind you.
Well, and that's the thing, and there's always going to be a thing in a competition that something doesn't go away. You're going to get no reps that aren't no reps. You're going to do something, you know, silly like that. They kept changing the workout, so it was hard to, you know, always keep up with what different things were going on. But
it sucked though because they had a meeting with the judges after our heat.
Yeah,
because like there's like people were going to different lines, like on our heat, which is fine.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's just part of a live competition.
It also evened out. We got a really big no call on the last workout. So
yeah. So just, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's a live competition. Yeah. Things happen, good and bad.
It's a side note. We'll have to put it on a topic for a future podcast, but like that point of failure in the workout design and the judging execution, like it's like, and thinking of that ahead, because it's like the head judge can do so much to manage that, but even the real crime or the real reason that happens is before the workout even begins.
So this one the girls ended up 8th, which was super exciting. They won their heat, right?
This one was really fun to watch.
They
crushed their heat.
They did the wall balls. They were, I think they switched every like five, or they switched pretty quick, pretty often, but it worked out really well for them
because they could keep going. Right.
Yes, they could keep going the whole time. And then tota bar, they switched every five. And they came off the bar. They were lower half of the heat for sure. And then they just destroyed the lunges. And that was their goal, was to be able to do the lunges as easily as, or as quickly as possible as they could. Yeah. So they just needed to get through the other work because a lot of people don't necessarily understand how to, you know, be smooth on that, be quick on that. So that was exciting for them to see them be able to pull through with that last, because I think they had to go down back. Is that right? Maybe.
I think so.
So that was a good one. They ended up 8th, which was their best finish actually. So, and it was exciting. They won the heat. They were all pumped up after that, which is great. It's a good place to be going into the last workout for sure.
Win the heat is importante.
Yes.
So the girls have a 9th and an 8th. They're on different days of the workouts, but you know, they're kind of like, those are good.
Yes, correct. Good places to go into the last workout.
Their two best finishes so far are back to back.
Yep. So, and then the last workout was 3-3-3-4. So it was, you know, 3 3-minute long intervals and then a 4-minute one at the last. No rest in between. So definitely had to push the...
They changed this workout.
Oh, did they?
It was 50-35-20.
Why
did they changed the numbers.
They changed it for
which
everybody.
They needed to because it was way too hard to finish it.
Yeah.
It was unfinishable with how they programmed it. Just plain and simple. So, but they did, so everybody, each person on the team had to do a buy-in. There was three different things. You could do the 60 heavy jump ropes, a 500 or 400 meter assault row, or a 400 meter assault run. So everyone started on one thing. You knew going into it that the jump rope was going to be the fastest thing. So whoever was on that was going to get the most rest. The row for the guys was the hardest because it's going to take the longest.
Interesting, because I didn't think this was going to matter, but it, people were doing this. You could switch during your buy-in.
Interesting.
The girl who comes to Blue City occasionally was on the games teams doing the thing with Hayden.
Tori?
Tori?
Yeah. Toya.
Toya. Toya. Yeah. Her team was...
They were switching.
When somebody got off the jump rope, they would finish the run.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't know you could do that, so that's interesting. Yeah. But it also, like, for the girls, I guess if the run's going to be your slowest, that might be a thing to do. But, like, our girls, the row and the run were, like, the same amount of time. So it didn't really make a ton of sense to do that.
So the jump rope took the least amount of time?
By a lot.
Yes.
Makes total sense because you can have your runner run a little faster than they normally would because they're going to get help.
It only makes sense to do that, though, if your rower is as fast as is faster than your runner. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And they were the assault runners or assault rowers, so it's harder than a C2 rower.
I missed it, but what were the dumbbell weight?
50s. All of a
sudden. Well, 50s for the girls and 50s for the boys.
Okay.
So you had to work your...
We've standardized weights at Blue City now.
Yes.
Yeah. So after you got through the buy-in, you had to do 60, so it's two-person synchro, 50 single-arm dumbbell thrusters, and then you went into 35 single-arm dumbbell snatches, and then 20 synchro
single-arm
devil press into a thruster. It's a very random movement.
They had a name for it, and I forgot what they were calling it.
And so you guys, you got through the first, the thrusters in the two rounds?
Yes.
Or that you went into some of your snatches?
Yeah, we got into the snatches in our second round.
Correct. And so, and then you got through the snatches...
In the second round.
And then how much...
Oh.
In the third round.
Yeah.
And then did you started a few devil's press or no? I think you finished. I think you had the 20 left.
Because it was actually pretty funny because, like, unplanned, we, like, had the coolest transition because you had to drop it from below your waist. So we, like, swung it into our, like...
Behind you?
Yeah. And then, like, walked and dropped because you had to move it up.
Yes.
There was, like, flags.
Okay.
So there's an extra minute in this last interval.
Minute in the last interval.
They have the what's the movement again?
It's devil press into a thruster.
Yeah.
So you got a devil press to the top and then full thruster from the
thruster. Single arm dumbbell with 50 pounds. You got 20 left in the interval.
Yeah, we had all 20, and so you had to go back to the buy.
What place were you in before going into this workout? Because this is the last.
They were fourth.
Is this the last workout of the weekend?
Yeah, we were
fourth. In fourth, one spot out of the podium.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you remember ish how many points?
12 points.
12 points.
Yes, he remembers exactly.
You end the third interval. You're about to start the fourth.
Yeah.
Where are you in the heat?
So that's actually funny because I rode last and the rower was in front.
Yes.
And I could see, it's kind of cool because like you do have to move the dumbbells up and there was a lot of people on the devil's press. So I was like, well, we've done none.
Yeah.
So we're probably not up there.
Yep.
And so like, you know, kind of like stressing out and like, we all like absolutely sold our soul on the buy-in.
Yeah.
And, like I was like, looked horrible on my row. I was just like,
well, I knew that cause you were like the best rower. So I knew you were going to take the beating on the row.
And I got off when Justin got off the run. Like, we got off at the same time.
But Justin also didn't have to work as hard as you did on that row.
Right. But he also went right to the dumbbell.
Correct.
But then we did decide to do fives. And so I only got like a 5-second rep rest, but like, so we were the first people off our machines. Yeah. And then, so we just keep going. They do five, I tag in, and then do five with, Justin, he tags out. I do five with, Nolan. And then he tags out. I do four.
Yeah. And with, Nolan's like, move.
Because I'm like, I'm slowing down. And Nolan just like, I feel him grab my hips.
Just like pulls you back.
And then we finish, and we were the only team to
finish. You guys finished with 1 second to the time.
Yeah, only ones.
Yep.
So we won another.
That's amazing.
That one was exciting to watch.
It was very exciting to watch.
It was wild. I was like, whoa.
And the,
so where were you in the heat? Were you in first place in the heat going into the last interval? Or
no,
what,
they were not.
What were you in last place? What number?
We
it's really hard to tell, though, because of...
So the only thing I could tell is we were the first people to get our hand up.
Yeah.
And then I think we were like maybe like three reps ahead. Yeah. Like, so... We were the first person that to have five
talk
to go.
To your microphone.
To have five to go.
On the last movement?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they got off the machines first and were able to start chipping away before other people. But you guys were faster.
Caught people and passed them.
You guys are faster on your reps.
So right. Wasn't we didn't people. Swing our devil's press.
But there what?
Wasn't there a good chunk of teams that had gotten a couple devils?
Well, I had no idea.
Well, I could only see James' team and then two next to him, so I don't know.
I think but I think we...
You mean they didn't live stream the intermediate team?
They did, yeah.
You know, like that's what I'm trying to get a sense for the drama here, like the move.
They made up reps in the devil's press thing for sure.
There was some funny
in the final interval
during the workout
to make it on the podium.
They did great.
Our jump rope fell apart.
Yeah.
So there's, I think it was the second interval. One of them doesn't matter. You see Justin like bent over and he's screwing the handle back onto our jump rope because it unscrewed when I used it. So that was funny. So we were like, I didn't even know that was going on. And then our
contingency plans,
our snatches, I stayed in the whole
both
time.
Both the team and the equipment people.
Something, I don't remember which one it was, but when I tagged in, Nolan was supposed to stay in and Justin was supposed to come out. So there was a round that Justin never came
with
the dumbbell. Yeah. So afterwards, he was like, guys, like, you left me there.
Yeah. And then the girls on this one, they ended up 10th. They got capped. I didn't really get to watch this one. We were busy in the middle of something. So I think we were with Matt's family or something. But
they did good.
They did good. They seemed like they moved pretty well. And they did better, I think, than they did testing it. Is that right? So that's all you can really ask for. So.
And they finished 10th in that.
Yeah. And so they ended up, like we said before, 10th overall. The guys were 3rd overall. You guys got a podium.
When did you know that you had enough points there to make the podium?
So we felt like okay about it.
Is that what you were shooting for? Like, was that the talk going into the last workout?
Yes. We were like, come on, guys. Let's go.
Like, we got to make this moist.
We were like, let's just try our best. We're like, let's not freak out about it. Actually, we said like, hey, we won a workout and we didn't technically qualify for this. So we were like, that's a win in itself. It's like, but it would be really nice too. But we're just like, let's just try. We did this. Like, we should be able to finish this.
Yeah.
So
that was cool.
Goes back to what I've mentioned numerous times in the past is that dislike the fact of qualifier workouts where there's a significant amount of, not everybody, but there's significant people that are at the top of that don't end up showing up with that same
kind
of...
It is irritating because I think we should have been an RX team.
Yes.
Like, because two things. Us and the people in second got backfilled and the people who won it were 36 out of 40 people.
Yeah.
Like,
that's crazy.
Like, we were all in very much the bottom quarter, if not like worse, like not making it.
Well, and what came down to it this year is Wodapalooza used to have, they used to split up the qualifiers differently, and now they do them all together.
Yeah.
And so what happens is they take out a lot of skill, and it just becomes your engine. And then when you get, or they take out a lot of heavy weights, so like those kind of things start to add up where people that are technically, if you go to a CrossFit event and you go to Wodapalooza, they put the skill in here. Well, they've never tested that in the qualifier, so it becomes... Yeah. An issue, then the teams don't go where they're supposed to go.
Yeah.
So there's teams in RX that can't handle the weight or handle the skill.
Yeah, it was just surprising.
So it's the same thing.
That it was like all three of the teams on the podium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was kind
of
like
two of the three teams barely made it in.
And then one of them
that were on the podium.
The,
Yes.
Was very low down.
Yeah.
First place was, I think, 36.
Yeah, that's crazy. So.
That's crazy. Well, we had an individual there. Let's chat about her.
Yes, so we got a Amara. We're going to have to go quickly. We talked a lot about the teams, but Amara ended up 14th overall out of 40. Yeah, go ahead. This was a competition for her. Like, she did really well in the qualifier. I think she was like 6th or 7th in the RX division going in.
Mm-hmm.
But again, not so much skill for her, which she knew she was going to take a bath on a few things when she got there. But managed it really, really well. Stayed positive. She just had, we did that competition in December. She definitely mentally was struggling a little bit. And I saw a big like attitude turnaround and definitely a different way to look at it. And I was really proud of her for going in there and, you know, being positive, coming out with the positive thoughts, not focusing so much on the negatives, or just understanding that there's, her negatives have come so far in such a short period of time. And I know she gets frustrated that she's not where she wants to be. But with that being said, like, she's made huge strides and she needs to be proud of that and not be upset that she can't do things yet. Yeah, and so that's like one of those things we've been working on and trying to get her to focus on that. And so I was really proud of her for finding the positives and moving on quickly from something that didn't go her way, just moving on into the next workout and not dwelling. So
you have to.
So I think mentally she did a lot better at this competition, which will pay off dividends in the future. So
what was the first one she did?
Her first one,
did they mess up the
Cuban press, right?
Yes.
So she did the Cuban press, which was totally, she texted me before she went. She's like, yeah, so this workout's going to be totally different than I thought it was, because they had to move. So let me tell you the workout. So it's 25 chest bar pull-ups and then 25 burpees over the blocks, 40 dumbbell bench.
On the block.
On the blocks, yeah. 25 burpees over the blocks, and then 25 pull-ups. So they, like how you guys did, had to move in the sand. They had to take the blocks from one side
to the other
and carry them down. Yeah. And that's 70 pounds. So for the girls, it's two trips, because you had to move two of them. And you had to move the dumbbells too, right? So, yeah, she had to move her dumbbells down as well for the bench. No, but just at the beginning. Yeah. So, you had, whatever, it doesn't matter. So, it added a lot more to the workout than you thought. So, got through that chest bar. She did great on those. Burpees, fine. She really did really well on the dumbbell bench, which we had talked about before. Like,
were they 50s?
50s for her.
That's heavy weight.
Yes. And so we had talked about before, you know, not sitting him down on the ground, keeping him on our lap, things like that, because, you know, breaking him up, whatever. And that strategy really paid off. She was able to get through those faster than a lot of people, which helped her. And then I think she got capped in the pull-ups. Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah.
But I think, and she got 7th on that workout, and I think almost everybody got capped on that workout. So, like, it was over-programmed.
The dumbbell bench is kind of sneaky if the weights are high enough. It's almost like a legless rope climb type of workout where it's like if you hit the failure.
Correct.
Time's and ticking away.
You're down to singles real quick.
Yes. So that was, like I said, that was a great workout for her, and she did really well on it, dealt with elements. Her second workout was worth the weight, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And so that one was the clean workout. So she had 3 attempts of doing a 1RM clean and then into a hang clean. So they did that every 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so this is a great one to just learn when you go to a CrossFit event, a big event like that, and, you know, warming up and then not having a lot of time to touch like a heavy barbell in between. Mm-hmm. I think, do they have one in the warm up area?
Yeah. And the day that this was happening, they had them on a platform that was so tilted.
Okay.
It was tilted enough that the next day when we were there was a different platform on a different part of the beach to warm up. I mean, it was like snatching on it. It felt horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but she did really well. She hit her goal weight, which was 220.
Yep.
Ended up 6th overall. I knew that'd be a good finish for her. Like, she's very strong in the clean position. So that was awesome. And she was sitting pretty after the first day. I actually think I might have said these workouts wrong. Whatever, doesn't matter, because it was not the first day. Yeah. What's okay, whatever.
No, you're doing great. And I grabbed these workouts in order that they are on the leaderboard.
Yeah.
In the competition corner, and so it's kind of.
She did the muscle up one first.
Yeah.
That's what she did.
I probably should have gone to the Wadapalooza website, but
that's okay. Not a big deal. You'll get the point. Moral of the story.
So those were two of her best workouts, though.
Those were her best workouts. Yeah, she crushed them.
Seventh and a sixth. I mean, that's pretty solid being at the top of RX. I mean, and the one you're going to talk about, I mean, she knew she was going to.
I actually was really excited at her placement on this.
But she going in expecting like that was the worst, and she actually did pretty well.
So this was actually her first workout. So she did 30, 20, 10 wall balls, 20 pounds, and then a hang power snatch, and I think it was 75 pounds. And then you go right into 15, 10, 5. It was thrusters first and then ring muscle-ups, and the thrusters were 90 pounds. And so she knew that the ring muscle-ups were going to stop her in her tracks. So her goal was just to get there and be able to get some ring muscle-ups. And so it came down to breaking up the first part, which really she wasn't that far behind than everyone else. And like for her, like that was, and that's kind of a lesson too. Breaking up may not necessarily be a bad strategy, right? Exactly. And so being able a little bit fresher for those rings, especially if she can do them better, that's probably exactly what she needed to do at the first part of the workout anyways. So I think she ended up getting like 8 or 9 ring muscle ups. Unfortunately failed a couple, which I know is frustrating for her, but you know, when you're out there, the rings are swinging, they're in it's hard when you're outside because, and on a beach, cause it's windy. So the rings are swinging. She was doing singles the whole time. So you got to jump up, come down, wait for the rings to kind of calm down. So there's a lot of external factors that go into that as well. But she ended up 28th on this workout out of 40. I was expecting her to be dead last. And honestly, I was like, this is great. I was like, this is a win, victory, like move on. You were in the top 30 on that one. Perfect. So she did this one in the weight one on Friday. So that she was in like 15th or 16th after the first day, I think.
It's good to have a workout that you think you're going to do well in after the hard one to have a balance out. Yeah, for sure.
But bring you back up a little bit.
If you know it's going to be really your worst or one of your worst, it's good and bad, but it's kind of nice to just get it out of the way and not have it looming over you for the rest of the weekend.
Yep. And then second day, so she did that one I said, and then she did the 2 rounds, 2 mini, which was 50, 40. So 2 rounds for time, 40 cal bike, 1,000 meter run, 150 box step overs. And the first round she had a weight vest on, and then the second round, she was able to take the weight vest off.
Do the exact same thing, just without a weight vest, right?
And she ended up 12th on that workout. So that was good.
It's a good finish.
Yep. Solid finish. About exactly where I would assume she would finish on that, honestly. And she said, too, she's like, it was just once you got out onto the run, you really couldn't pass anybody. Like, no one was passing because you're running on the sand. So it's just miserable at that point. And after the second day, she was sitting... I think she moved like up. She was like, she was maybe 12. Like, no, she wasn't. She was like 20th, I think.
I think that rings a bell.
Yeah, and because she did better on the last day. She moved down on the last day, I know.
So maybe in the third heat, the last?
She was in the last day there was just 2 heats of 20. So she was she was in the like 20th, which was good. So she was in the other heat. The
top heat.
Correct. And then, so the first workout that last day was 18 cal row, 21 total bar, and then you had a light sled drag, minute rest, 15 cal row, 18 total bar, a little bit heavier sled drag, and then 12 cal row, 15 total bar, and then a heavy sled drag.
In the sand.
And you had to put the weight on.
You had to put the weight on. You had to turn your sled around every time. Yeah. It was a lot going on in that workout.
I don't think this was last day.
What?
This wasn't on the last day because she gave us advice on this.
Okay, whatever. I'm so confused. I'm doing my best here.
You're getting the point. She's getting doing these workouts. Yeah. But what did she finish in that one?
So she finished 29th in this one.
I was going to say, that was the...
And this one, I told her to risk it a little bit and just go bigger sets on her total bar. But she was like, just everything, like... Her whole body was just like fried from this workout.
The thing that I we all really noticed on this is, I know it sounds like minor, but putting your weight on your own sled, some people really messed it up because it was like one of those little things that flipped down and up. Uh-huh. So it took them like 3 times to actually like physically get it on.
Yeah.
Not knowing
and
how to do that.
When you turned around, some of the girls, I don't know why they didn't feel it, but flipped their sled.
Oh, gosh.
And then the weight fell off, and they kept walking. And then they had to go all the way back and get it, put the weight back on. And, like, there was this girl that was, like, doing well, and she doesn't even, like...
oh God.
Finish remotely as close to as she like what she was doing. She reminds, just literally derailed like because of her sled.
Reminds me of the Noah Olsen wheelbarrow sandbag event.
Yes.
Where complete collapse.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a classic. Yes. Yeah. The that's the tota bar and rowing. It's kind of like violent movements, I feel like.
Your core. Yes. Your core takes a beating.
Yep. Grippy. Because and then you're on the assault rower too, so it's worse than the C2, mm-hmm. and then the tota bar. And she did really the first two rounds. She did really well that third round her tota bar, and then she like I think she thought she was done, and she had one more. She had to run back and do an extra.
Classic.
There was just a lot going on that didn't set her up for that. But again, she bounced back well, and she texted me afterwards, and she was like, "It just my whole body was just like." She's like, I was not expecting it to hurt. She's like, I knew it was going to hurt. I was not expecting it to hurt that bad. And I said, you know, one of the things, too, for us is we don't have sand here. We can't do a sled drag in the sand. So, like, that's something that you never experience until you get out there and do it. So,
totally new stimulus.
It's just a stimulus that you're just going to have to wing on the competition floor, which is not ever great, but also it is what it is. So, and then the last workout was the high stakes, tight ropes, which I thought she did great on this one for herself. I was really proud of her. This would have been my favorite workout.
She had to start with the legless, right?
It started with the double unders.
Oh.
So it was 75. She did 60 heavy double unders. Was it a 90-foot handstand walk for her? I think it was 60 for them.
I don't think I was there for.
Yeah. So Anyways, whatever. 75 heavy dubs, 90-foot handstand walk.
No, it wasn't. That was elite. So it was 60-foot handstand walk, 15 wall-facing handstand push-ups, 9 single-arm dumbbell snatch, 9-meter single-arm overhead dumbbell lunge, 3 legless rope climbs, and then you go back down. So dumbbell snatch, lunge, wall-facing handstand, handstand walk, double unders.
Down and back.
So this one for her, the dumbbell was 70 pounds, which is not light. My biggest thing for her on this, like legless rope climbs is something she struggles with. So it was like, you just have to get there and be able to do a legless rope climb. And you can't fail a legless rope climb. If you fail a legless rope climb, you're screwed, more or less. So she did good. Double unders, handstand walk, wall-facing handstand push-ups. She did well. She broke them up because we were just being cautious. Dumbbell snatches, all singles. And she actually moved really well on the dumbbell, especially compared to some of the other girls.
Was a dumbbell snatch 70 as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So was it 100 for the dudes?
It was 100. Wow, and crazy. If you want, I got it right here. It was 60 dubs, 90-foot handstand walk.
Like you didn't 15. Have to squat it. Squat snatch?
No, it's just a power snatch.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. So,
well, she finished...
So,
overall.
Well, but here, so she did. Her thing was the legless rope climbs was her big focus, and we knew they were gonna be hard for her. So don't fail. She was definitely behind people at that point, but she got through them. Her last one, she got up there. I was like, oh, thank God, and came down and started to chip away faster at the dumbbell snatch and the lunge than some of the other girls, but and then got back and finished a decent amount of handstand pushups. Before time, but I think there's only like 2 girls that actually finished this workout, so it really was ended up 14th overall.
14th overall is good. I don't know how she feels about that, but she, you know, she had workouts in there where she knew she wasn't going to do well, so I don't know if she.
Yeah, I honestly thought she was going to do worse just because of the legless rope climbs, but she managed the workout to her ability the best she could, and then that set her up for success to be able to power through the second half, so. I thought that was a good workout, good finish overall.
That's awesome. It's interesting, like the you talked about the legless rope climbs, especially for her in this workout. It's like there's a lot of it seems to be a recurring situation, especially in high level competitions, where there's like a few workouts that have a linchpin, yes, and in the middle, like with enough work after it, where it's like do not mess up and fail this, and if you have rested too much and have all this energy, you can just push it to the limit afterwards. Like it's obviously there's times when you let some people get away too far ahead of you, but like that's the if you know take 30 extra seconds over the rope climbs resting and then use the rest that you got on the
correct. And there's some people that's just their jam, so they're gonna take off and you just have to let them go. Mm-hmm. So So she ended up 14th overall. I thought that was really a really good finish for her. She did great. So fun weekend.
Solid finish by boys, obviously.
Yep.
Solid finish by the girls, obviously. Yep. And it was a lot of fun. Amara doing very, very well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it was fun to watch all of them compete.
Definitely.
Everybody, I think if you ask them individually, they had all had highs. They had all had some lows in there too. But I mean, that's what you're looking for. You're chasing those highs.
I think we all had a really fun weekend.
Yeah, I agree.
So what, real quick, like, so in Bayfront Park, mm-hmm. it's traditionally been kind of cramped. You know, even Vendor Village gets crowded.
Yes.
You know, the rain, it turns into a mud pit.
Mm, I forgot about that.
You can't sit anywhere. Mm-hmm. Unless you camp out there, mm-hmm. you can't see anything. When the elites are going, you can't even leave to go mm-hmm. to the bathroom, or they won't let you mm-hmm. back in.
Yes.
Athlete area was too far away from, you had to walk for long periods of time to get to the stages. So,
I have with us not being there, all of that.
So, you know, with us not being there, mm-hmm. how is that different?
All right, I'm going to take it from the top. South Beach is great.
Yep.
It's nicer than the area of Bayfront Park in general, I think.
Okay.
It's really easy to get there. It was pretty easy to get there at Bayfront Park too. So that's pretty comparable. You just kind of walk to the water and you find it. I don't remember. Was there only one entrance in Bayfront?
There's two. There's one.
There's one entrance. It's divided.
All the way at
there's
the end.
There's a regular person or an athlete. And it's all in the same area. And it was the farthest away from where we were staying. So that was fine. Not a big deal.
Would it be better if they had an entrance in the middle?
Yes.
Yeah, as you
said,
that. Or
just one on each side. It was just
first year, so that may happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second gripe was the first 2 days. They changed it the last day because I think they figured out that they were like, okay, this isn't great. From the warm-up area, if you were on the big stage, which I think most of the stuff was, or at least two of your six workouts, you had to walk forever on the sand. And it actually kind of was like, okay, like...
Well, and then you got sand in your shoes. You got all those things. Yeah. So.
And then you kind of get cold too, especially on that first day because it was cold.
It was cold, yeah.
Yeah.
For Miami.
Then the last day, they let us walk on like the Vendor Village, like, because they had like plastic things down, like walkways. So, you know, that was like the only like thing. And then the warm-up area was big. It wasn't too crowded. It wasn't like not crowded, but I'd say it was better than the last one. The worst thing was that stage that was so tilted, and then they fixed that.
Did they blow off the sand every night?
They swept it off and blew it off. They were controlling the sand pretty well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I mean, that has the potential to get sand everywhere.
They raked the paths for the sled push, mm-hmm. so it wasn't like wavy, which was really nice. The views were awesome. You could see like the ocean pretty much everywhere.
So my thing is too, if it rained, because it did rain for a little bit, right? So
much better.
With dirt turns into mud, but rain with sand, it drained.
Makes it easier to walk.
Yeah, it makes it easier to walk. But then as it naturally dries, and you've got your same surface there.
It was fine. The rain was like a non-factor, other than our handstand walk, especially if you had one of the middle lanes that had the logo on it.
Yeah,
and it was like super slick.
Yeah, so.
Oh, that
makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, one of my sad things, they took away the swim. So we'll see if they ever bring that back again.
You never know.
Yeah. I think, I don't know if they would do it in like the open water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ocean, that would be tough.
Yeah.
But
that's the nice thing about the bay is you're in the bay. Yeah, so it's a little more controlled.
There's not no waves either.
Exactly.
Vendor Village felt smaller, but what I think it was just more space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't really remember.
They weren't as on top of each other.
Anybody
basically.
Like being there's some that were, but then there's a lot of ones that had like what felt like more space.
Yeah.
So if you were to guess as far as like people like the stands didn't seem
they were bigger.
Okay.
I'm not too sure there was as many people there.
So there might have been a slight dip in
but
attendance.
The main stage had a lot more seating.
I wonder if parking, because you guys walked over there, right? Yeah. I wonder, what was the parking situation if you drove there?
No, I don't. Like, I think you just have to find something on the
street. So I think that might play a part in that over there. Bayfront Park has other parking
options. $800,000 to be there. So.
Yeah, for next year.
Yeah, but another nice thing. What were we talking about? The stage was bigger. Oh, God.
What's going on in your brain, dude?
Oh, God. What were we just talking about? Oh, man. It's tough.
It's attendance.
We can get more into the... the functionality or whatever, the logistics of the workout. We've been going, or the competition. We've been going for a little bit here. Okay. This was episode 98.
Yep.
We have episode 99 and 100 coming up.
100 shows.
Yeah.
So maybe
it's going to be special.
Oh, we'll have to meet next week because it's before the stomp comp.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for
stomp.
Sure. We should
stomp
do
comp.
Comp and a little open preview and predictions. Yep. And then maybe we could do 25.1 for our 100th episode. Maybe somebody will do it on Thursday.
Maybe. It won't be me. Well, I mean, I'll do it.
I know.
Prego Taylor's. I got to scale a lot of things anymore.
But just an idea. We won't hold us to it, but maybe we do whoever's there for the Thursday early 25.1, do it at the gym. And then we just shut everything down and we do it live from the gym. And if people are there, they can watch our special 100th. We're going to get balloons. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Till next time. See.